Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Corey Heppola. You can find me 9 to noon here on News Talk 830 WCCO every single day. I am in for Paul and Jordana today. When you think back on the 2010s decade, it's interesting how we're now getting to the point where, okay, the decade's over. Now you're seeing all these pieces on, well, okay, these are the best of the decade. This is what summarized the decade. And we're going to continue to do that. I always think it's fun to kind of look back and see, like, oh, you remember that, or these were the best, whatever it might be. Best movies, best songs, best stories, worst stories. Well, this is one of the worst stories. When you think back on the 2010s decade, above all else, we're going to remember it for this. The fall of rich people who abuse their power. There are two cases going on with Harvey Weinstein, a criminal case and a civil case. Harvey Weinstein, of course, the mogul, the movie studio mogul who has been brought down by the Me Too movement. He has been accused of multiple sexual assaults, rape, and he is on trial. There's a lot happening with this case, and wanted to get some insight on it, so we go to my guy, Mike Padden, owner and attorney at Padden Law Firm. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I think we usually talk in the morning, so I'm used to saying that.
I'm a little nervous, Corey, because my brain works a lot better in the morning, so I hope I can get through this okay. I'm a little nervous.
I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for you. Okay, let's look at this Harvey Weinstein case. I guess there's a couple going on right now. Well, one just kind of finished up a civil case, but let's start with the criminal case first. Yesterday, he's in the court, and the judge changed bail on him. Why would they do that?
Well, what the claim was by the state, Corey, is that there were ankle bracelet violations. That's what they're claiming. To be fair, Weinstein's attorneys are claiming that it was technical glitches. So,
okay. So, but they gave him options, right? Okay, well, we're going to ramp up bail, but you could pay this, you could do that, you could do that. How does that all work within a criminal case?
Well, typically, Corey, when bail set, it can really differ from state to state. In our sister state of Wisconsin, for example, they have only cash bail. They don't even have bond companies. In Minnesota, you know, if you have a $100,000 bail, you can secure a bond for 10%. I'm not exactly sure how it works in New York, but I think the judge didn't completely reject the notion that there could have been technical glitches with this ankle bracelet. Trust me, these devices do mess up a lot. It happens in Minnesota, too. So he gave him some options. What he went with was a $2 million bond procured by an insurance company. So I guess Weinstein's insurance company is confident that he'll make all court appearances. And, I mean, and seriously, Corey, where is this guy going to go? I mean, he'd be recognized in Timbuktu, you know?
Yeah, and he's ill now, too. At least that's what they project. I mean, I saw him using a walker yesterday.
Yeah, the guy looks terrible.
Yeah. How do you, Mike, you know, as an attorney yourself, how do you, let's look at both sides of this. How do you prosecute? And then also, how would you defend a rape case from 2013 where, you know, it happened a long time ago? The details in and of itself with a rape are always difficult to prove.
Yeah, as a general rule, Corey, the longer the time that goes by from the time of the alleged offense, the harder it is for the victim and the prosecution, because there's two primary reasons for that. People's memories fade, and then there's a greater correlation that evidence can go missing. You know, we've talked about this before. In a rape case, if it's just, you know, the victim claims she was assaulted and the perpetrator claims he didn't assault her, if that's what it is, a lot of times it's real tough to meet the burden of proof. You really need corroboration for allegations, generally.
Yeah.
This guy's going to have a tough time getting a fair trial. I mean, seriously, Corey, you could make the argument this guy might be the most hated American in history. I mean,
yeah,
he is
definitely up there. And then I think about, too, as you're talking about this, this rape case, if a victim does not go to the authorities or the police right away, and I'm not sure if the victim did here, you know, how then is somebody able to corroborate your story unless you, I guess you'd go to, you know, maybe family or friends?
Yeah, you have what is known as contemporary, contemporaneous corroboration, where normally when that happens to a victim, they will tell someone close to them, relatives, friends, whatever. But you're right. I mean, the longer that you delay in telling the authorities, as a general rule, that's really not a positive in terms of being able to prove the case up. And I don't agree with that, Corey. I'm just speaking to you in terms of the reality of life. You know what I mean?
Yep. Completely understand. And let's look at that civil case, Mike. They reached a $47 million settlement with the accusers and the creditors. There's a lot of info here. Can you break it down a little bit? And also, too, where does the money come from? Because does he have any money left?
No, it came. It's all funded by insurance companies, Corey.
Okay.
The business went belly up in 2018, so that right away presents a problem. And we've talked a little bit about the concept of intentional acts not being covered by insurance, and certainly his conduct was intentional. But where they get the corporation is they claim that there was negligent supervision or negligent oversight, and they should have known about his propensities. And I think it's clear there's been evidence that's come out in the last couple of years that they knew this guy was a creeper, you know, and they just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
The thing that's strange, though, Corey, and there's a couple of victims who are not part of this group, which I think might be a mistake, but $12.2 million of the $47 million are going to attorneys for the directors of the corporation.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that? No, that's an insane amount.
I know. And these are the guys who arguably perpetuated this guy's conduct.
Jeez.
$12.2 million.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty pitiful.
He's Mike Padden, owner and attorney at Padden Law Firm. Mike, a couple other stories I want to get you to break down for us. This involves colleges. The University of California sued by a group of students and community organizations that the university system, and we're talking about admissions here, discriminates by requiring SAT and ACT test. And that's something, that's a conversation we've been having now over the past, you know, maybe 5 to 7 years on, are these tests, do they discriminate against low income and people of color?
Yeah, Corey, it's really an interesting case. I've never been a fan of standardized testing. I think a better factor for the success of young people in college is GPA, high school GPA. I just don't believe in standardized tests. Now, universities are saying they're legit, but there's over 1,000 universities that don't even use them anymore. In fact, the University of Chicago doesn't even rely on them, and that's a school with an amazing academic reputation. So it's an interesting lawsuit. I applaud what they're doing because I think standardized testing's been overstated. I mean, I look at myself. I mean, I had a really good GPA in high school. I didn't do particularly well on standardized testing, but I ended up doing well in college, you know. So
yep.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I'm with you because I look at I think there's a lot of people like you and me. I was not a great test taker, but I also always said I had a great GPA in high school and in college too. And I always said, you know what, if I don't know an answer, I'm going to go try to find out. And that goes to attitude and work ethic. And I think there's a lot of people that are like that, that they'll be successful because, hey, you know what, I'm willing to admit when I don't know something and I'll go ask questions. And I think that's an important life skill to have.
Absolutely. And then I had to take the LSAT to get into law school. That was a lot of fun.
Well, hey, you've done well for yourself, Mike.
I survived, buddy.
Yeah. Last one. University of Phoenix agreed to a $191 million settlement with the FTC. So there are claims that they were deceptive in their advertising, and so they had to pay out this multi-million dollar settlement. And the claims are basically like you're overstating what a degree could do.
Well, the allegation was that their advertising was deceptive with the notion that they were telling students that, you know, you go with us, you're going to get hired in a heartbeat. And I guess the federal government was right on that one because they're shelling out $191 million to settle it. So,
yeah.
I mean, that they must have really had some smoking gun evidence there, buddy.
Yeah, it's – It's interesting, though, even that conversation is we've seen that societal shift, too, in the past couple of years, where students who are in high school are saying, well, now we're debating, do I need to go to college for what I'm interested in? Or do I need to go to a four-year private or a state school or whatever that might be? It's not just the blanket statement that we were sold, like, hey, don't worry about the debt you're racking up, just go to college.
Yeah, and that's also affected law school significantly, Corey. A lot of young people just are not going with law school because of the significant debt you can generate, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Mike, always good to catch up with you, even if it's in the morning or in the afternoon. I think you did quite well, even at 5 in the afternoon.
All right, buddy. I'm in treatment with the Wolves' losses, but that's okay. I'm working hard. So.
Yeah, and I know – you know what? Actually, before I let you go, I know that you're headed to Mississippi – next week for that huge case, Curtis Flowers, who's, that thing's been going back and forth for 25 years. So let's get you back on next week when you can talk about it more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Corey. I'll be happy to report to you on that. I'll be right there front and center, so I'm excited about it.
Cool. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
He's Mike Padden, owner and attorney at Padden Law Firm.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.